It's Lake Effect, and I'm Bonnie North.
I'm Mitch Teich. For decades, Mahjong has been the signature game of Jewish grandmothers across the United States. In the digital age, the game has taken on a new life in the form of Mahjong Solitaire. But if you ask the folks at Jewish Museum Milwaukee's Project Mahjong exhibit, they'll tell you that Maj is a game that needs to be played with people.
The exhibit looks at the history of Mahjong in the United States and its prevalence in the Jewish community. Lake Effect's Joy Powers had a chance to visit the museum and speak with several of the people involved with the exhibit, and they explained their love of the game and why they think the exhibit is so important.
My name is Ellie Gettinger, and I'm the Education Director at Jewish Museum Milwaukee.
So tell me a little bit about the exhibit.
So this is an exhibit that we are brought here from the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York, and it explores the power, the passion, all of the play around Mahjong, and was designed really to look at this intersection of different immigrant cultures, that this is a game that seems Chinese, was imported, but really was adapted and changed in the United States, like so much, and that's so much a part of the story that we tell in this museum, how things shift and adapt within the United States, that it seemed like a really, really nice fit. Beyond that, you know, what we have discovered is there is a rabid fan base for Mahjong. There are people of all ages and stripes playing, and, you know, some people have been playing for 50 years, and some people picked it up last month, and they love it. And so we're really excited to explore that love throughout the summer.
So when I think of Mahjong, I think of those, like, iPhone games where you're really playing Mahjong solitaire. So can you explain to me and maybe others like me how Mahjong, the game, really differs from that sort of Mahjong solitaire?
Oh, it's so different. Mahjong solitaire. Mahjong, I think if you ask any of the ladies who are here tonight, they would say Mahjong is a game you have to play with people. And the being with people is an important part of that. Mahjong solitaire is much more about matching and getting things in the right place. Mahjong, the game, is all about strategy. And you have a card that is set forth by the National Mahjong League that you're saying, okay, these are the hands that I'm going for this year. And just imagine if you were playing, say, Gin Rummy, and every time you played, every year, you get a whole new set of winning hands, as opposed to knowing every time a run is going to win, it would change. So that's, you know what is going to win at different times, but you have to keep that in mind. And you're matching things up. You're getting different things in that kind of poker vehicle where you're saying, okay, you know, you need two of these and three of these, and that's going to make a winning hand a Mahjong. But it changes all the time, so it's kind of a crazy shifting surface as far as a game goes.
So tell us about the rest of the exhibit.
So the exhibit itself includes some panels that explain how the game evolved in the United States and why the game resonates with so many people. And then on the other hand, they asked a number of notable artists, people like Isaac Mizrahi and Myra Kallman, to give a sense of Mahjong through their art. And so you have these kind of humorous, funny responses as well. One of my favorites is a piece by Bruce McCall, in which he has these ancient Chinese mystics, you know, conspiring with these Jewish bubbies in what looks like Florida, you know, as they're sipping Manischewitz. It's super tongue-in-cheek, but it also, I think, has a little bit of the sense of Mahjong as this kind of humorous, funny game.
There was a piece that caught my eye, which we were talking about, the Mahjong pieces with, I guess what you would call stereotypically Jewish symbols.
Right.
One that I mistook as a donut, but is actually, and this was stupid, a bagel.
Of course. What would be more Jewish than a Mahjong bagel? And I think that's one of the things about this exhibit is that it is doesn't take itself so seriously. There is this sense that this is a game and this is a lot of fun and this is kind of this interesting intersection of Yiddishkeit and Jewish culture, and we should celebrate and explore that.
I am Jody Herbert, and I'm one of the committee members for the Mahjong exhibit for this museum.
When did you first start playing Mahjong?
It was only about 4 years ago, so I'm pretty new to playing, but my mother played, so I was able to watch her as a child and was in awe of what went on in our home regularly, and it was a joy. It was fun. It was great to see her so happy and socializing with her friends regularly, and I was lucky to be able to partake in some of the special treats. that she served for her friends.
What is it about the game that you love?
I love connecting with women socially. I can't say that I am innately a very competitive person. However, it is very, very joyful to win. And there is a lot of luck in the game as well as skill, but I'm emphasizing the luck part. And so there can be periods of drought where there is not a lot of experience of success. However, that's okay. I mean, I play with women who are in their 30s. I play with women who are in their 90s. I have connected with so many different groups of wonderful women that I would not have necessarily had that opportunity if it wasn't for this game.
My name is Julie Lukacs, and I am one of the co-chairs of Project Mahjong.
So how long have you been playing Mahjong?
I've been playing for about 12 years. My girlfriends and I asked my mother-in-law to teach us how to play. My friends and I were young moms and had young kids, preschool age, and it was something to do to get together. The kids would play in someone's playroom, and we would sit and play Mahj. And sometimes they would sit on our laps, and you know, we'd teach them how to name the tiles and throw them out. And that was always a lot of fun. And now they're all older, and some of them are leaving the nest, and so we play Mahj to sit and talk about them.
Why Mahj instead of poker or, you know, gin rummy or what have you?
I think we started playing Mahj just because a couple of people remembered their mothers playing and had an interest in learning and had such fond memories of what it was like as a child hearing their mom and her friends play and creating those relationships amongst women and wanted that for themselves. So we started playing, and the girls in my Mahj group are not just my Mahj group, they're my Mahj sisters. We do everything together. They're the people that are there for me if I need something. You know, we go to each other's simchas and events, and you know, if something bad happens to one of us, a loss of a parent or anything like that, this is the group that rallies around that one person.
That was Julie Lukacs. Before that, we heard from Jody Herbert and Ellie Gettinger. They're all involved with the Project Mahjong exhibit at Jewish Museum Milwaukee.
The exhibit will be here through the 28th of August. For more information, you can find a link at wuwm.com.